What's up, y'all? I'm DJ A. Loso here at the Numbers Station. I have the honors of being able to interview these two young, amazing artists, fashion designers who are here to chat about their projects, their brand. And so I'm excited to chat with y'all. Thank you for coming, actually.
Having us.
Yeah.
It's greatly appreciated.
Totally. So we met actually through a program that we've been working on with a nonprofit where I've been teaching DJ classes to some high school kids, and they've been able to teach some fashion intro to sewing. Is that what y'all are doing, more or less?
Intro to sewing is overall fashion club.
Okay. So it's a fashion club out at the Beaverton High School, and they've been helping some of the younger kids there just learn more about the process and making clothes and stuff. But y'all also have a fashion show coming up soon. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're really excited for it. This is going to be one of the many continuation of shows that we're going to have. It's going to be May 26th. It's okay. At the Great Room over in Beaverton.
Nice. And I'm DJing that too, by the way. So that'll be fun.
Best DJ in town.
the cross collab we got there.
Everybody has to be there.
Yeah. Everyone has to be there. We're excited to show off some vocal performers we have, some other designers, some also emerging designers from the younger community.
Nice.
We have vendors. We'll have food and drinks. And
awesome. And how do people learn more about the event itself? Is there a website or an Instagram account that you can share?
Yes, absolutely. We have an Instagram account. It's called The Norf.
And that's spelled N-O-R-F,
yes,
right?
It's a little interesting. So it's a little play on North. So N-O-R-F. And then that'll have all the information for the show, as well as a link to our website. It's going to be off the Katie Kasha page. And so it's katiekasha/North.
Yeah. And we'll attach all the info for that, too. So let's begin by having y'all share the name of the brand and also your names so that people know who we're having conversation with.
Well, my name is Mark Morales, but I go by Mark Mo.
Okay.
And the brand is called Mark Mo Regalia.
Nice.
And this is my co-creator.
My name is Kyla Paripa, but I actually go by Kainashi. We just started this together and it's been amazing ever since, and so we're still continuing.
Nice. How long has it been going on now that you've been with this brand and trying to build it up?
Yeah, it was established in 2021, but it was more like ideas and kind of thinking about it. We bought like a small little sewing machine, kind of tested out some ideas, and then it really got serious probably in like the end months of 2021. So it's fairly new. We've had like great success in the amount of time that we've had. And so we're really excited to see what happens with it.
Nice. So Mark, would you describe a little bit of what was your introduction to fashion and how you got inspired to want to take this route?
Honestly, if you want to take it way back, it all basically started with just my mom always dressing me up as a kid. Never left the house without,
some fresh drip.
Yeah, I had a dress shirt, or either, you know, the new Gap jacket, had my fresh little Tim's on. So, but I was blessed for that. And she always did what she could, dress me that way. And I was appreciative of that. But throughout the years, I really just had a take on art and I wanted to be more creative throughout life. I always knew I wanted to create something established, especially being a kid. I always saw these big signs and I wanted to make something of myself that had that, and just kind of, but to more inspire others. And, people said art wasn't enough. And so that's not a life. So, that doesn't make money. Going through high school, I got to do more graphic design and it led to me just being able to do more art and it allowed me to create what I've wanted and kind of get it more into the design side.
Nice.
Then COVID hit and it kind of hit me on a whole reroute. But eventually I led her and she kind of saw my creative side I kept drawing and I told her about how senior year, I kind of wanted to create a little clothing line, but I just didn't really have the confidence in myself at that time. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of really pushed me to keep going and kind of inspired me to do that. And so, so it led from just drawing little designs to finally establishing a logo and she approved of it. And I kind of made a little painting of it.
Nice.
And then from there, we kind of solidified ourselves as Mark Mo Regalia. So
Nice. So what I'm hearing is, first of all, shout out to mom for having a fashion sense and caring enough to dress you up all nice, which inspired you.
Yeah.
Because I know some of us had moms that didn't dress us all that nice. So I love you, mom. But and, you know, I hear you about the art thing. I myself was going to school for graphic design for a while and, you know, was told like, what are you really going to do? What's your real job? And I was like, I want to be an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, I considered fashion, but I also was just pulled in so many different artistic different paths and ended up with music. So mm-hmm. I definitely hear you on just being passionate about something you love and just doing it regardless of the feedback or the negativity that sometimes mm-hmm. may come your way.
And you get some of the most negativity from people closest around you, but it's all good.
Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes.
I guess the journey and it, well, and I kind of kept doing it because I guess there's a way for me to create some physical and something that's actually there, but it's still my, you know, it's still art at the end of the day. So what totally. We put together, you know, the outfits, that's our physical, you know, it comes mentally, but then it's out on display.
It becomes like a tangible kind of a thing that you could actually look back to and refer to. Yeah, that's awesome. And Kai, how about you? What started you in your fashion journey, or how did that happen for you?
I just always really loved like arts and crafts, but my family definitely did not see art as anything other than, you know, just something you do,
like a hobby,
like a passing time. And so I 100% was on a totally different route. And I actually, like, I dressed like a tomboy in high school. Like, I was really not into, like, fashion. I was into makeup, though, so I always had, you know, a nice face.
Nice.
But, so it was really out of the blue for me to go into fashion. But I really do enjoy, like, business. And I do love hand-on activities. Like, I made a pillow when I was younger, some stuff like that, like small crafts. Nice. But that kind of gave me the background knowledge to basically start doing sewing. And then it moved to, okay, how do we like make these professional seams and how do we, you know, do that? And so I came up with a lot of like, he came up with the designs and I came up with the, okay, how is it going to get done? And then on the business side, how are we going to get this out? How are we going to make it bigger, make it a thing? And so, it's been a really good clash between the two of us because he definitely fills in the spots where I lack, and then I'm able to fill in the parts that, you know, he needs help in. And so,
It's complimentary. I mean, I would say it's 100-100, you know, because even 50-50 is, I think y'all are doing a lot of amazing work that's coming up as 100-100.
You know? Yeah. Oh, for
so
sure.
So I appreciate that. Yeah. And like, how was the sewing experience for you? Like even just getting behind it? I know for myself, I was super nervous to ever get behind it. But was that process like challenging for y'all? Did it take you a while to get comfortable and confident behind the sewing machine?
Honestly, like I've always just kind of picked up onto things. And, I had no clue how to sew before this. I never thought, I always wanted to make my own clothes. Like it's actually funny. Like during COVID, my mom had a huge stash of, fabrics and we had no price, you know, we had no idea on price and stuff. She got rid of them for like $10 a roll.
Oh, wow.
And that was before my sewing interest. And so
it's extremely cheap. By
yeah. Way. It's like $100. They should have been going for like $200.
So you didn't get dibs on any of the fabrics.
No, I mean, actually a couple of them and they've been we had a couple of fabrics actually make our runway, but
we had like small amount of like the end parts or the ones that like people didn't want, but they were amazing designs. And so we instantly just grabbed those up and used what we could. But
yeah, anyways, I didn't do anything with sewing. I first just started with buying a little crappy sewing machine. It was a little Janome plastic parts inside. I mean, I made my first coat with it. It was one of my best designs yet. So
that's awesome.
I can't talk down on it. But
yeah,
after that, we kind of, you know, we're going to take it a little bit more serious. We saved up. Well, she actually had some money already saved up and I was, you know, thankful for her to help me out with starting a lot of this. So
totally.
She kind of went to go buy a really nice machine, one that could do embroidering a lot more. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And having the parts extremely matters. And we found that out immediately.
Totally.
And it kind of added to some of the frustration, but it's also, it feels so rewarding once you finally do have that piece and it looks so clean and you're just, you know, so proud of yourself after all the thread breaks the needle breaks and all of that. And so it's really rewarding.
That's awesome. I actually remember the first fashion show that was on, I want to say it was like, what, a year and a half ago, maybe two? I also DJed that one for y'all too, right?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the runway and I was like, dang, they're really doing it. Like, this is dope. But my question was going to be, from that experience as your first, you know, fashion show here in Portland, because you all have done other things too, right? Mm-hmm. You've done other like fashion weeks at other places, or?
Yeah, after our show, we were invited to Portland Fashion Week, which we showed there, and then got invited to LA literally a couple months later. And so nice. We went there. They loved us. They invited us back. And so earlier this year, we were in LA, and we have a couple other shows that we'll be at Congrats. Later this year. So we're really excited for it.
Going to be in the East Side this time.
Oh, yeah.
New York and Miami. So
okay.
Be, on the East Coast side.
Yeah,
New York. Yep. Hometown. So from the last fashion show that you did here in Portland to the one that y'all are gearing up for coming up in May, what would you say has shifted, whether it had been like the inspiration for this line compared to where you were last time? Like, where do you feel that your artistry has taken a new path, or what's currently inspiring this new line?
At the beginning, it was more just trying to get our thought out there and just give them a visual display, something to, you know, kind of want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And so this time it's actually going to be our full out display, what we're capable of doing.
Okay.
And so we're kind of, that's why we're on the verge of, I guess, emerging.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to just solidify ourselves as a luxury brand and just really show what we're capable of making mm-hmm. and the versatility that we bring.
Gotcha. What are some of your inspirations with the clothes that y'all make? Is there like another designer or like a culture or something that inspires where your creativity comes from?
Honestly, it was all in my upbringing. And I guess it boils down to culture. I love my mom, but and she always had to work. And so, you know, I was always having to stay around at different houses here and there, mm-hmm. at, you know, whatever fixed her schedule, who had to take me to school. And so, I was always staying at my grandma's, so I was always having, you know, and I'm Hispanic, so obviously I have that Hispanic culture, but then I also had, you know, close Asian family friends, and I really have a grown for the Asian culture, and, you know, and
That's
so
awesome.
A lot of their patterns inspired me, but I also try to, I've always, growing up too, I've always wanted, you know, just, I always had a fluidity, I never just stuck around with one group. And I always had different men. I had men in my different men in my life that inspired me. And so it kind of different walks of life have inspired me to become the man I am. And so that's why my men's line is called Many Men, because I'm more than one person, and nice. I'll stand for more than one person. And that's why I want to, you know, we strive for originality through diversity. And so
nice.
I aim to bring the communities together.
I love that. Yeah, it's like bridging it.
Yeah. And so we use lots of colors, and all my designs, I try to keep them different and obviously original, but I always use patterns. Like if it's a black fabric, it still has a pattern in it. You just got to look at it closely, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, I feel like that's
for the details.
What I remember in the last fashion show, it was a lot of like really like elegant lyrical lines and like mm-hmm. paisleys, but still like in a very modern kind of a edgy way, which was awesome. I loved yeah. what y'all did.
And sometimes I give more of an edgy look, but sometimes I feel like dressing up. And sometimes I just want to throw on a tracksuit or something.
Yeah.
Or sometimes.
Man, I might need to hit y'all up and have y'all be my personal stylist.
Or have a little grunge. You know, it's all love. So.
So there is a women's line and a men's line, right? That is kind of under the umbrella of Mark Moore Regalia.
Absolutely. Our men's line is called Many Men after his. Many, you know,
variations of inspiration.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then we also have Ma'am, which is our women's line. And he does majority of the men's and I do majority of the women's. But we cross over and we, you know, help each other with both. And so there's definitely a mixture between the two.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that with this line, we're very confident in the looks that we're able to make and the originality and the that we bring and we really saw that when we traveled, and it was like we said a different city but same love. Like they, you know, really appreciated it and they loved it. They thought it was just, you know, beautiful. And it's really hard when you're making it or you're you know, you're just kind of doing it to be like, oh, is this good enough, or like, oh my gosh, like it does this look right, or like,
yeah,
you know, to someone else, how does this look?
The artist mind is tricky.
It's validity, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy to judge your own art when you're so passionate about it, you know?
Yes.
So I hear that. But it's good that y'all have each other in that sense, because then you can bounce ideas off of one another and kind of check in about certain things. Well, right on. I'm excited for this fashion show. I'm excited to see what y'all do. And where do you hope to see this brand in the next few years? What's the inspiration of where you want to keep going with it?
Yeah, I mean, we hope to do a lot. We plan on really stapling in Portland and kind of bringing a lot of that art blanket, I guess, more to scene and more in like community ways that can be enjoyed by, you know, a lot of people instead of a lot of just subdivisions, just because art is such a huge blanket and there's so many things that intertwine with it, like music and, you know, fashion, of course, but totally. There's all different kinds of art and dance and expression. And so we, we want to just
keep growing.
And see how big we can get, see where we can go.
I love it. I love it. Where can people find your clothing if it's available for sale or somebody's interested in checking it out? How would you say is a good way for someone to maybe purchase something or find your work?
We did have a website, but that's currently construction. Yeah.
Okay.
We got a new team and all in. So I actually have my buddy AJ. He is taking a little bit more of the business roles as we are getting busier. And so I've been blessed with his time and his efforts. And so he's going to help this ramp up a little bit. But we will be dropping our line May 26th, the day of the show.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the release of our whole collection. And we hope to have our website drop also that night. And so you'll find it there. And it's, I believe, mmregalia.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're also on Instagram.
At Mark Mo.
Regalia. Yeah, at Mark Mo Regalia. Well, Mark Mo underscore Regalia.
Okay.
And always like DM, because when we make our pieces, we really, really love to talk to the people and connect with the person. And
I guess that's what makes us different. It's the experience. You know, we like to connect with people. Yeah. You know, human are social. So
we're social creatures for sure. So it's cool. So your Instagram account is very interactive in that sense. Like you might end up doing like flash story sales where you're displaying stuff on Instagram and kind of giving people the chance to engage with you and ask questions and right on.
And so for the most part, a lot of our pieces are one of ones, or sometimes they can be two of twos, but it's just if we have enough fabric, because at the moment we do still buy, you know, buy the fabric and stuff like by the yard, and so we don't buy the most at times. It's just enough for the idea, but sometimes we buy enough to make two.
Gotcha.
How much I like it, if I'm gonna make myself one, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I gotta keep one and represent.
Rep your own stuff.
Sometimes
for sure.
He makes a piece and he loves it too much, and so then we end up.
That's cool too.
But, I mean, then we get to display it ourselves, you know?
I can imagine being a fashion designer. That's probably one of the perks, is that you do get to make cool stuff. You're like, you know what? I don't want to be exclusive in wearing this. This is something I worked hard for. I like it. I'm proud of it. So yeah, that's super exciting. I'm excited to see what y'all do. Honestly, I am very inspired through how y'all are going about this and growing with it and just having the hearts that you have. I guess what I want to maybe end the interview with is a question on what would you say to maybe share with a young designer or someone that's thinking about going into fashion? Do you have any words of wisdom or anything that you would like to share with anyone that may be watching, if they're considering wanting to be a fashion designer but they're nervous or in their head about it? Like, any words of advice you might want to share with them?
Honestly, it would be confidence in yourself. But if you're gonna do it, you just gotta do it. Don't let what other people say obviously stop you and stuff like that. But, and it takes practice. Obviously, you're gonna fail more than once. You know, it's never gonna be great. Honestly, my first design, I tore it up. Like, I hate it. My mom told me, like, you know, you're not going to really do this, you know, it's going to be part-time or go to nursing school, you know, and so I was like, I'm over it. But, you know, like, I kind of retracted a little bit because obviously I kept going.
Yeah, and you didn't give up.
Yeah, and every time I stepped out with my designs, you know, people saw it, they liked it, and it was just more validity. Yeah. Obviously, keep going in this journey and keep doing what I was doing.
Totally.
And I just didn't let nothing stop me, and you just got to be dedicated. It's going to obviously take lots of time because right now I'm working, you know, and I'm having to do multitask on multiple things, but it's going to be a busy life. If you want to do it, it's going to be work. You can do whatever you want, but you just got to work.
I feel that. What about you, Kai? Anything you got to say on that topic?
A lot. But absolutely. Just it's going to take a lot of extra work, but if you're passionate about it, it's not work. Yeah. And so really just believe in yourself and do it, because it's not going to be up all the time. It's a roller coaster, and you're going to go in and out of, you know, should I keep going, or, you know, if it's even good or not. And it's like, confidence is one of the most beautiful things. And so if you can really show that and you have, you know, good meaning behind it, then just go for it. Just try it.
Awesome.
You never know what you could be doing.
I appreciate that. Inspire someone by doing it.
Yeah.
And set a better example just to do what you love. You know, they try to make it seem like it's one way, or you have to do this and like, but if you just do what you love, it'll end up working out, and it'll have a happier life, I believe.
Yeah. I love it. And I love the answers, and especially the part that you said, if you love it enough, it's not work. That's so beautiful and so important, and definitely a mindset I've been trying to adapt myself with, you know, my creativity and my art. So I definitely love that response. I would love to see y'all, you know, eventually, because I know y'all are busy, like in this teaching role. I love seeing y'all teach, you know.
That's been amazing. I really enjoy that. And just, it's funny too, because especially working with students, sometimes, you know, they're too a little cool nervous for school. Or yeah, they're too cool for school. Yeah. But once you start getting their personality out, and once they start like expressing, yeah, you know, and then they talk to you about their designs and then what they were thinking behind it. And, you know, it's really beautiful to see how other people's minds work and how they're inspired by things and how it, you know, sometimes it inspires us too. So it's beautiful to work with that. Everyone.
I feel that. Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep our eyes out to see if y'all do any teaching classes in the future. I might have to join one. But yeah, thank y'all for coming in. So excited for everything that is ahead of your journey. Very happy to be a part of it and to be supporting, providing music, and just witnessing the growth. Yay. Appreciate y'all both. I will definitely make sure to, you know, attach any details on the event. It's on May 26th, and it is where again?
At the Great Room in Beaverton.
The Great Room in Beaverton. And there'll be food, there'll be snacks and drinks and music and cool people, community.
Yeah, everyone. We're trying to get everyone.
Nice. And then one last time for all the viewers, the Instagram is at Mark Mo, MarkMo.
Yes.
_ Regalia.
Regalia.
Yes. Awesome. Well, cool. We'll make sure to share it out and get some community love in there. And again, thank y'all for coming in. Appreciate you.
Thank you. It was a blessing.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.